As a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Rob, how are you today?
I'm well. Certainly a tough game for you guys up at Maine in tough conditions and come up a little short, 28-9. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Well, we got a really bad start. We gave up a long touchdown on the first play, and gets us behind the eight ball. It's been a struggle for us trying to gain the lead in the game. I was pleased with our response after the half, where we certainly played a much more competitive second half and battled back and had a chance towards the end, but just couldn't get a stop. And unfortunately, we're trying to get through some issues and like, kids are playing hard. We're not finishing plays, and it's a tough league to not finish plays in.
We've talked about your defense and how you've been banged up, but your defense, despite that first play, as you said, you limit them to 7 points in the second half of the game. How did you feel like they played it overall in the contest?
We're getting some guys. We got Josh Winback, who is one of a good safety, a really quality CAA safety. It's his first game back since the first game, and he's helped solidify us a little bit. He didn't tackle real well, after 8 weeks out, but we're still down, a crazy number of kids on the whole team, four safeties and backers, and we lost our top two quarterbacks in the game, the starter early. It's just very tough and disruptive, and I've not been around the rash of injuries like this, and it's unfortunate. We just, we're going next man up, but when you're playing a lot of freshmen and kids that have walked on the program, they just lack some technique and some experience, and we're trying to coach them through it. So, the wins and losses are on my shoulders. I've got to do a better job trying to help our team play and our coaches coach and try to get a win.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from Mark Singlis with Albany Times Union.
Hey, Greg, speaking of the quarterbacks, any update on Testaverde and Brunson, how long either of them might be out?
Mark, I don't. It's way up in the air on both of them. We need a few days to evaluate them. I don't think either one can practice to a lot later in the week, and we're just going to have to see how they're doing.
How would you evaluate Underkuffler and how he played Saturday?
I was thrilled. He's a guy we've been really excited about. He's, luckily, we've been getting him some reps with the twos to get him some chance to get ready to play some. As you and I have talked about, if the opportunity presented itself to get him and Nick Burns, if we can get him into some games as the season wraps up for us. I thought he was cool and collected. He made a couple really good throws. He didn't look he wasn't nervous. I mean, to get thrown into that situation and stepping up and throw a touchdown pass, it's snowing and windy, and Maine's got a good defense, and I was happy with him. I'm the silver lining, I walked off the field and got on the bus, and he gave me some energy, and for a true freshman, I was excited about what he did. Now, obviously, he missed a couple guys and had some assignment issues, but, if he's going to be the guy this week, then he'll be ready to play, and a whole week of reps will certainly help him.
So it is still, it's up in the air who will play against Delaware then?
Oh yeah, and so much to later in the week. We just gotta. The injuries are not something that you can make a determination right now. Mark, I just gotta see where we're at and how they're feeling. They definitely won't practice Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll see if hopefully somebody's ready. If not, Jeff and Nick are gonna step up and play. I'm not afraid to use those young guys. We brought them here because we believe they have the ability to be the quarterbacks of the future of our program, and if they got to get an early start, then so be it.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Greg, just building on that just a little bit, what does Jeff bring to your team from a skill set, and since he's a true freshman and probably getting more reps this week than he has at any point during practice, how do you have to adjust things to make him comfortable?
You know, the good thing is he's, you know, his notebook is pristine. It's well done. He knows what's going on. He understands it. I just think the speed of the game for young guys sometimes is difficult. It's a lot easier talking about trap coverages and quarter coverages and things like that on the board and on film than it is when, you know, big giant people are rushing to hit you. But all that said, he was a kid that didn't throw a lot in high school. I mean, he only threw about 12 times a game, and we just really like him. And he came in this year and really caught our eye. You know, we were a little surprised at where he was at mentally as he's progressed. So, you know, he went into an incredibly difficult situation, and I thought he did well. And you know, when you look at great quarterbacks, you know, we're not, you know, transfers. A lot of schools have transfers that walk in and they get these instant quarterbacks that have been coached for 4 years. And you know, we kind of feel like we you know, it's nice that can be nice if it happens for you and you see Flacco and how good he is. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if we can grow one, it'll help us stabilize our program, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a position where we can be good at quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years, not just each year flipping a coin.
Well, you guys only had 113 yards. I know some of that total was erased by sacks, but Carl Mofor able to run for 68 yards on 12 carries against the Maine defense that's number one in FCS, only allowing about 60 yards a game. What were you able to do to be able to move the ball on the ground?
Now, Carl, we had 7 yards at half, and you know, they play hard on defense. We knew that when we went into it. We know the type of team Maine is, and we just got completely out of whack, you know, with the touchdown and you know, the injuries that occurred in the first quarter. You know, we lost a receiver and a quarterback, and you know, you can't allow that to happen. You know, and that's on us as coaches to make sure we can fight through injuries. The second half was, I think, a little more representative, and you know, the yards were bad, but Carl ran hard. He probably should have got the ball more, and you know, we just got to adjust our thinking sometimes. And you know, EB's been very good for us, and he just he wasn't able to get going, and Carl, you know, literally just ran some people over and was real physical and brought some energy. So we had opportunities, you know, and to make plays, and we didn't. And that's where we've been, and we've got to kind of grow through this very rough patch we're in right now.
In week one, we talked about your move of Nevin Sussman from being a quarterback when he came into linebacker. Saturday, he led your team with 9 tackles. Just give me your assessment on how that transition to linebacker has gone for him.
Well, you know, I would start with in 30 years of doing this, I don't know that I've ever coached a better young man and a more team-oriented young man than Nevin Sussman. To give up a chance to be the starting quarterback and because we were hurting on defense is, I mean, I don't know, it's just amazing to me. I haven't seen it happen very often. He's transitioned well. He's not a natural linebacker, and he can do some things obviously better, but he shows up, he's on special teams, he's on, I think, every special team busting his tail. He's punting now. He's injured. You know, this is a kid that's, we were wondering if it's ever happened before, but we got a guy punting who then runs down on kickoffs. You know, you just don't see that very often. And he's just that kind of kid, and it's been a pleasure coaching him over his 4 years, and he's going to be sorely missed because of his leadership ability and his team-oriented type of person he is.
Before I let you go, obviously a tough challenge this week with Delaware, third straight week you've seen a one-loss team here in the CA. What are some of the challenges that Delaware presents?
You know, they're good. They're well coached. You know, I think the quarterback is massively improved their offense. He's very good at throwing the ball. They're, you know, they can still run the ball. You know, defensively they're very structured and they've got, you know, arguably the best linebacking core in the league, and you know, they're just a really, you know, typical of Danny, a very well coached football team, and you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're excited to get ready for this game, and we've got 3 games left, and we're really working hard to fight through this thing. And you know, the silver lining is we got a lot of young guys that are being force fed to play and to practice, and that'll certainly help us as we move forward and through this season into the off season.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for taking time with us here this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.